The following podcast is a work of fiction. All characters are the creation of Peter Williams. Any resemblance to someone living or dead is purely coincidental. Thank you.
Five years have passed since the events in our story, and today we find out the fates of some of the survivors. How has Alex and Josephine Kutchma fared? What has become of Richard Donaldson? And have there been any more dealings with the cult or the Kadrick Order? And do we learn anything more about this girl on the swing at the steps of heaven as we gather once more on this Tentacled Tuesday? Let us please remember that this podcast does contain images of graphic violence, child endangerment, and naughty, salty language, and is not intended for those under the age of 13. And please listen all the way through to the end for a special announcement and information. Now, one last time, grab your tentacles as we conclude our story with Chapter 22, Epilogue. Five years had passed, and Chief Rich Donaldson sat on a stool at McCluskey's drinking a cold beer. He looked over at the Wall of Honor and the pictures of those who were lost in that horrible night. Only a few people knew the truth behind the explosion, and Donaldson was determined to keep it that way. His phone buzzed, and he flipped it open. Like his old partner, he had switched to a dumb phone. It was his wife. "Hey, honey, what's up?"
"Can you pick up a case of formula and diapers on your way home tonight?"
"Yeah. I should have time before the pharmacy closes. I just wish you would have called 2 hours ago."
Oh, shoot. It's the gathering tonight, isn't it?"
"Yep."
"You know, it can wait till tomorrow. Give Josephine, Alex, and Henry my best, okay?"
"Thanks, Katie. I love you." He put the phone away and he heard the sound of glass hitting the bar top and sliding towards him. Efficient as ever. He heard the jingle of the door being opened and watched as a couple waltzed in, followed by former Chief Henry Bell pushing himself through in his wheelchair. Donaldson immediately stood up and Henry laughed. "Will you relax? I haven't been chief in 5 years."
"I know, sir, but..."
Again, the sound of a glass hit the bar and Henry smiled as a shot of bourbon slid towards him.
"So," Henry asked, "how's the rebuilding coming?"
"Good. We should be in our new home by Christmas."
"Have there been any more dealings with that cult?"
"No," Donaldson answered. "Not a peep since that night. And trust me when I say we made sure they had no home left here in Montgomery."
"I believe it. We lost 9 people that night, not including Hicks and..."
The bell on the door rang again, and several well-dressed officers came in. Smiles and hugs went all around as Jacob, the owner, brought forth several trays of food.
"What time is it?"
Henry looked at his watch.
"Yeah, she's running late. That woman hasn't changed."
With that, they heard the door and watched as a pretty young lady walked through. She was 5'10", long blonde hair and blue eyes, wearing a ruddy and worn gray trench coat. Josephine followed in behind. She seemed to be always checking the shadows, always looking behind her. Her hair was fully gray now, and unlike her daughter, she was very withdrawn.
"Alex," Donaldson said, getting up, giving the girl a big hug.
"I barely recognize you."
"Detective, Chief Donaldson, good to see you. Mr. Bell, I'm glad you're feeling well enough to come this year."
Josephine smiled and gave a polite hello. And finally, the bartender, Hank, rang the bell behind the bar. Rich raised his glass and quieted the bar. "Hey, everybody."
"Evening, Chief," several called out, and a couple teased him about having a beer while on duty.
"Tonight is 5 years for us. 5. It's hard to believe, and although the station is nearly complete, and it feels like life has returned to normal around here, I never want us to forget those who served bravely with us. Alex, would you do the honor?"
Alex nodded.
She read each name of each fallen officer and placed a singular white rose under their picture. She stopped when she got to Warren's. She smiled for a moment and then with a cracked, emotional voice read off his name. Again, hugs were exchanged and glasses were lifted high in the air as they cheered for their fallen comrades. As the night passed, Rich watched as the crowd slowly dissipated. Miss Kuchma took Alex home. She was due to start university next fall. No one would ever believe that she had been so close to the shadows of this world. Former Chief Henry Bell headed back home. He spent most of his time now researching things at the old town hall. Finally, he looked over at the pictures of the smiling faces of Hicks and Stevens. Waving a kiss to them both, he stepped out into the cold November night. Lighting a cigarette under the streetlight, he looked up at the stars. Something dark shot across his vision, and he immediately went cold. He followed it until it landed on the sign above McCluskey's. It was a crow. Oh, thank God, he thought to himself. Like Miss Kuchma, he was always watching the shadows. A man moved out of the shadows, wearing a dark, heavy cloak. His eyes burned a deep amethyst. Jonah? Yes, Detective. Excuse me, I heard the good news. Chief Donaldson. Rich gave a half laugh and said, I don't know how really good that is. Well, I think it's well deserved, Mr. Donaldson. Thank you. So, what brings you to Montgomery? Well, Mr. Donaldson, I am also aware that it's been 5 years, Jonah said, and I did come to pay my respects. Oh, I didn't see you inside, Rich noted. Jonah smiled. I went first to the cottage and then to the old cemetery. Ah, I see. So is that, pointing to the crow, Maggie? Yes. She prefers not to be seen in her true form. She is still much a hated target for the Cadric Order. I see. Another figure moved near Jonah, and Rich tilted his head. Who's that? This young lady is my charge. I saved her from a fire demon, but unfortunately I was too late to save her parents. I see, the detective said, looking at the girl. She was small, roughly 10, and like Jonah, she wore a cloak. But the thing that really caught his attention were her blazing blue eyes and long silver hair. Hi, Rich said, extending out his hand. The girl looked at it and then at him. She seemed quirky and unsure. It's okay, Arista, Jonah said. Chief Donaldson is an old friend of mine. Arista? Donaldson asked. Yes, why? Jonah gave him an inquisitive look. Well, before Big Red, I mean, Mr. Alistair passed away. He said her name, Donaldson explained. Jonah looked at Rich, and then over at Arista. Then, without commenting, he extended him a brown package tied in string. Anyway, Chief Donaldson, I was also asked to bring you a present. Rich looked at him. Boy, talk about changing the subject. Again, Jonah smiled. An old friend of ours asked if I could drop this off, and he offers his congratulations. Rich eyed the package suspiciously. An old friend, you say? Yes, and he said he hopes it fits. Well, Chief Donaldson, it was good seeing you. I'm off to a town near Somerset. Apparently, there are stories of something roaming around an old sanitarium. Are you taking her with you? Yes, Mr. Donaldson, I am. As the two moved into the shadows once more, Donaldson opened up the brown bundle. He stared at the coat in disbelief and held it up under the streetlight. It was a long brown trench coat. That son of a bitch. Hey, wait. Are you telling me? But Jonah and the girl had moved out of range. Only the crow watched him with curiosity. Rich looked at the crow and asked, Is he? He asked the crow. He thought about what Jonah said. I came from the cottage. So, you son of a bitch, you found your way back after all. A small note fell to the ground, and he picked it up. It was from Jonah. Give him time. Okay. Okay, I will. He looked up again at the crow. You hear that? I will. The crow caught again and flew away. In the far-off distance, a trembling hand lit a match to light a pipe and sit under the stars. The air around him, full of life, as if to say, Welcome home, Warren Stevens.
And so there you have it. The story of Detective Warren Stevens versus the cult of Igyatsu. I, as your host, Lord Piotr, hope that you enjoyed this tale. And I was told to remind you to be wary of the dark. To be wary of the things that cross your phones or pop up on your computer. For you never know how those things that crawl outside our periphery will attempt to snatch you up, maybe make you their lunch, or rip out your soul and stick it in a husk for their evil purposes. Who knows? Maybe you'll be lucky enough to be offered as a sacrifice! Now, as I finally wrap things up, I want to thank all our listeners. We truly appreciate your commitment. Please continue to watch for news on our next story, a pre-prequel, if you will, called Uriel's Apprentice. It will be coming to a Tentacle Tuesday sometime in early January. There also will be a special episode coming soon in regards to this story, and I ask that you tune in for a little background information and foreshadowing of the story to come. Lastly, I want to thank both Michael Bilheimer and Deanna DeSpirito for their contributions to this podcast. Now, I bid you adieu, for we shall meet again. Maybe in a dark alley, maybe in your nightmares. But wherever it is, make sure you have a tentacle handy.